Okay, sitting where I'm.
Yes, sir.
There, okay.
Because the video doesn't matter, as long as you feel like.
No, 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 I mean, as far as the distance from the mic.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, let's begin by you telling us your name and when you served.
Okay, my name is Charlie Tupper, and I served in the 62nd and 63rd sessions, so from 71 to 75.
What was your background prior to getting involved with the House of Representatives?
Well, not much. I went to, I'm from El Paso, and I went through school in El Paso all the way through college, and then came to Austin to go to law school. And while in the law school, I served as a legislative aide to the man who turned out to be my predecessor. His name was Colonel John Blaine from El Paso. And I served as his legislative aide. At that point in time, the legislators were able to have a secretary and an aide, and that was really it. So I finished law school, went back to El Paso, started practicing, and Colonel Blaine decided not to run again. So I thought, well, it's a great way to get my name out because I'm a young lawyer, and so I'll just run for his seat, thinking I would lose because a man who had run against him during his last campaign and just barely lost was also running for the seat. So, and there was somebody else in the race also, but basically the person who had run against Colonel Blaine the prior time was considered by far to be the one who was going to take that seat. And during the primary, and everything in El Paso centered around the Democratic primary at that time, and it was countywide seats also. It was not divided up into districts like it is now. But anyway, I barely made it into the runoff by something like 200 votes out of 60-some thousand. And then in the runoff, I happened to do well. And so I ended up here again.
Were you surprised at winning?
Yeah, yeah, very surprised because it was totally unexpected. So I came down here with very little knowledge of the legislature except having served as a legislative aide for a couple of terms for Colonel Blaine. So at least I knew where the bathrooms were, and that was about it.
What was the district like you represented in that?
It was a very, very eclectic district. It was certainly, I would say, majority Hispanic, because El Paso County is majority Hispanic, you know, even more so nowadays. But it was, you know, majority Hispanic, but and you know, it was just it was a great district, and it was a great district to run in also. El Paso is somewhat different from the rest of Texas, as everybody knows, and so it's a very cohesive city and county where you know, everybody has an equal shot. I mean, it's just a great district to be to have been in.
Once you were in, how did you get along with your fellow members and also the leadership at the time?
Got along with them fine. I was, I guess, considered to be a moderate, you know, I don't even recall having any personality battles with anybody. Yeah. Got along fine.
Is there anything, I imagine there's lots of things, but when you think of your time in public service, are there particular memories more poignant than others? Or do you think when someone asks you, you know, what was a very memorable thing that happened or something that really stands out?
Well, I mean, for me, there were several. There was a number of them. I mean, you know, I guess first of all, I'm very proud of the fact that I had my 15 minutes of fame because I was the author of the Texas Multi-Year License Plates Act that they had tried to pass several different sessions and never were able to get it passed. And the person who had run with the bill in past sessions asked me to if I would be interested in doing it. I said, heck yeah, because I think it'll save the state a whole lot of money. And in fact, the figures showed it was going to save the state something like $100 million just in the first 5 years. And actually, it's obviously over time saved a lot more than that. But that was one of my pieces of legislation. And another one of my bills is Texas Right Turn on Red. That was my bill. And so having been the author of those two, I mean, they certainly stand out. In fact, I thought after that, that was in my second session, and after that session, I thought, there's really not much else I can do that's that beats those. So I decided, it was time to, get out after two sessions. And really for me, the main reason I decided to not run for a third term was because at that time the state paid for one trip to Austin from your district and one trip from Austin to your district during the legislative session. That's it. Everything else was on you. And I was a young, struggling, practicing attorney, and so it was taking a great deal of money to be in office. And at the same time, I had a little baby at home who was born in 1973 during the session, actually. And I wasn't getting to see him grow up. Every time I went home, he had shot up, maybe an inch or whatever. Anyway, it changed significantly each time I went home. Yeah. And I thought, this is for the birds. Yeah. And so that's why I decided not to do it again.
Yeah. Well, how about as a last question? There are a lot of fresh faces in the House and the Senate both this time. What advice would you have, if any, for a freshman member?
For a freshman member, I would say, for one thing, don't lie. Do not lie to your colleagues, or for that matter, anybody else. But if you get a reputation for not being honest, and if you get a reputation for going back on something that you said you would either support or oppose, depending on what you said, if you go back on that without justifying that to the people, to your fellow members who you've told that you're going to go one way, if you go the other way, there are no short memories in the legislature. Yeah. And they will remember that. So I'd say just be honest, serve your constituents well and work well with your fellow members.
Sounds good. Mr. Tupper, thank you for your time.
Yeah, you bet. I didn't really get to meet you. I'm Charlie Tupper.
Yeah.
Hey, nice to meet you.